بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الذي ليس في جوفه شيء من القرآن كالبيت الخرب. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one whose heart is void of Quran, in other words, the one who has nothing of the Quran in his heart, he is like a deserted house. In other words, a person has not memorized any surahs of the Holy Quran, he has not learned any ayat of the Holy Quran, then his heart is empty, it is void of any spiritual nur and beauty, like a deserted house. You know, a deserted house, nobody is residing therein, and we find very quickly animals start getting their way inside. Insects, you'll have webs, and they'll have a stenchy smell in it. It will be such a thing, an eyesore for people. People won't be residing nearby there also. So like that, the heart, when it becomes deserted of the nur of the Quran and Majid, by a person not memorizing any surah or any ayat of the Holy Quran, then this is the condition of his heart. Will be devoid of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nur, effulgence. And therefore, in this hadith, we have been exhorted to learn some ayat of the Holy Quran by heart, some surahs of the Holy Quran by heart. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ ورتق ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلتك عند آخرين عند آخر آية تقرأها. رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. The very famous hadith which we hear many times in the Hifz Jalsa, as Abd Allah bin Amr ibn As رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يقال لصاحب القرآن, it will be said to the person of the Quran, in other words, a hafiz of the Quran, one who has memorized the Quran, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be said, Iqra, recite, Wartaqi, and continue ascending now the different levels of Jannah. Wartil, and recite with tartil, in slow rhythmic tones. Kama kunta turattilu fi dunya, like how you should recite in the world. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ, because your manzil, your position now, will be at the last verse that you will recite now. So a hafiz of the Qur'an has learned the entire Qur'an. If he is abiding by the Qur'an, practicing the Qur'an, reciting it correctly, regularly, then this will be his virtue and blessing on the day of Qiyamah. This is no ordinary blessing. This is very special virtue to a hafiz of the Qur'an, who has memorized the Qur'an, he's making dhur of his Qur'an, reciting it correctly with tajweed, with tartil, and he's practicing upon the Qur'an, then on the day of Qiyamah he'll be said that you recite now. And he'll be honored with gaining more and more higher positions and stages in the hereafter in Jannah. And he'll be said, read like how you was reading with tartil, in other words, with tajweed, reciting the proper makharij and the sifat of each letter, and your place, your final position will be till where you read. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of memorizing the Quran, or at least making our children memorize the Quran and gaining the great virtues of the Holy Quran. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.